Hey, this is A.S. Cobb, Blacklight Communication Strategies. That's blacklightcommunication.buzz, B-U-Z-Z. Here again, part three from the mouth of the architect of wonder. Here is one of Sebastian Shorts. You know, my dad always said, the man who talks the most is lying. Or let a man talk long enough and he starts to lie. This segment is a minute and 38 seconds. It's said so poignant, so perfectly. Check out Sebastian Shorts, continuing on the leadership rant.
Build people who then build my business.
Word.
That's how it ran in the ponds. I didn't grow the weed, but I put her in a position to where he not only learned how to grow weed on a commercial scale, he learned how to manage people. And a lot of that had to do with me just throwing him in there and being like, and knowing that he could handle it. And then giving him the things he needed to make it happen. And then stepping back and getting out of the way.
Word.
Because I noticed when I micromanage, you step on people's toes and they lose their they lose their autonomy and then they don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense. They gotta feel that they have some type of input in it and some type of control.
Responsibility.
Yeah.
Because when it's your decision, now you're responsible for the outcome, and so you try harder.
That makes sense.
I would tell Nestor, these are the materials. These are the people, resources you have. Do it the best. This is how I need it. This is what I need to be done at the end. You figure out the best way to do it.
You've been armed with the tools, so like, you know, get me to the end. However you gotta do it.
I'm like, this is how I would do it, but if you could do it better, do that. So at least they have something to compare it to.
Mm-hmm. Then if they got the foundation, you know, you can kind of vamp from there if you need to be able to pivot. Did I?